Will you join me in a moment of prayer? Gracious God, may the meditations of our hearts and the words of my mouth be acceptable to you. In your name we pray. Amen. Advent is often described as one of the most wonderful times of year. And I think that is so fitting that our liturgical season of anticipating and waiting for Christmas comes right after Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving gives us a reason to pause, to give gratitude for all which God has already given to us: life, family, food, friends, and a place to call home. Today, we are immersed into Advent and this season of waiting, wonder, and anticipation. We are promised in Advent that Jesus is indeed coming again. I'm reminded today of the year 1999. In 1999, at this time, I was a junior in high school, and I remember in 1999 all the talk there was of how the world might end on January 1st, 2000. I grew up in a small town in south central Wisconsin, near Madison, and I remember Decorah Lutheran Church, our youth group, we planned a lock-in for New Year's Eve because we wanted to be prepared just in case the apocalypse was really coming. And so at midnight, we gathered in the sanctuary, we stood in a circle, and we prayed. And so I ask you, do you remember where you were on Y2K, and what, if anything, special you did just in case the world did end? I ask this question today because our gospel reading in Matthew might seem a little confusing. Matthew is very apocalyptic and suggests a second coming of Christ, like we anticipated back in Y2K. I also ask this question because I know that as humans, we want so badly to know where our lives are going and to be prepared for what is to come: the good, the unexpected, and everything in between. We yearn for adventure while despising too much surprise. Our complex modern minds simply can't process the raw and wild emotions of real heartfelt surprise. And yet our souls yearn for surprise adventures because our souls know that Jesus is one surprise we definitely do not want to miss. And lucky or not for us, the world did not end in 2000, so we have some more time to figure out who we are, who God is creating us to be, and what exactly the second coming of Jesus might look like as we journey again this year in 2016 toward Christmas. And so today, on this first Sunday of Advent, I wonder about a lot of things. Were we really prepared back in 1999 for Y2K? And did Jesus' second coming actually happen and we missed it? I don't know the answer to those questions, but I do believe that God promises that Jesus returns to us every Christmas. And so I also wonder, what was that first Christmas like? And what is our Christmas this year going to bring? And are you ready for this amazing surprise gift of the divine? Dr. Caroline Lewis of Luther Seminary, I think, gives us some really helpful things to think about this week regarding our anticipation and waiting during Advent for Jesus to come again on Christmas. And so she writes, "Are you ready?" is the question usually asked by people who are certain that they are, and even more certain that you are not. They are the saved and have secured an ocean view cabin on Noah's cruise ship. They are taken. Those who aren't ready, well, we love to determine the condemnation of those who still have their suitcases in their closets, who don't have their bags packed. You better be ready, lest you will be left behind with all of the unbelievers, the sinners. That's what we assume, I think. But then comes Matthew, who ends up equalizing the rapture two by two. No determined discriminatory details to help us decide who will end up saved with Noah or who will be left behind. So maybe this question, are you ready, is not just a question for the other about readiness for the coming of Christ, or a question for yourself, but a question about your acceptance of the consequences when that coming happens. Are you ready to believe that the one whom you have judged a sinner in whatever state of sin you have determined as sin could end up on the ark with you or without you? Are you ready to see that the one working alongside you could be the one who gets on the boat when you had hoped they would end up on some life raft at best? So now what? So here is another question for us. Do we believe that Jesus is ready? Do we believe God is ready? Do we believe that God is about readying God's self to show up, regardless of the response of the two in the field and the two women grinding meal together? And what difference does this make? Relationship in the kingdom of heaven is not about determining who goes and who stays, but being there together in the field, grinding meal together, and trusting that God is getting ready too. Are you ready is not only a question for you, but also that which you ask your neighbor. What can I do to help you be ready? What do we need to do to be ready together? There is someone else in the field with you. There is someone else grinding meal with you. For the sake of my relatives and friends, I will say, peace be within you. To get ready in Advent is to affirm God's own readiness for and commitment to relationship. Are you ready for this kind of relationship, this kind of intimacy, this kind of togetherness that does not allow one-upsmanship, that does not permit the determination of another's fate, that insists on two-by-two and not single-minded, my way, I'm right, you're wrong, too bad, so sad for you, left behind, unyielding, judgmental, condemnatory, isolationist, siloistic relationship? This should be obvious. Relationships, by definition, are mutual and reciprocal. The truth of Christmas, for which we are getting ready, is a truth that very well may make some people choose dry land over the ark. Why? Well, you have to get on that ark and be with people, and then there is no going anywhere, no escape. Getting ready in Advent, according to Matthew, means imagining being on Noah's ark with some of those with whom you'd rather not sail out into salvation. God is ready. Are you? So I invite us to take time this week to reflect on what we need to do this Advent season to prepare ourselves and also collectively as a congregation and as a church in the ELCA, what do we need to do to prepare ourselves for Christmas? I know I am not always very good when it comes to surprise visits. Sometimes I freeze, sometimes I feel unprepared, sometimes my mind races, I get nervous, sometimes I don't know what to say or what to do. And in those cases, it's not a fun experience because it's filled with awkwardness, shyness, and maybe even disappointment about unmet expectations and assumptions. And I am pretty sure none of us wants Christmas to be like this. So we prepare. We prepare in Advent for Christmas. And some ways that we can prepare for Christmas include old family traditions, maybe of finding a Christmas tree, writing holiday cards, and singing carols. We can also do things like daily prayer and meditation to center our minds and our hearts. We can exercise to keep our bodies healthy, and we can volunteer our time to offer help where it's needed most. And we do all of these things also to remind us that Christmas and Advent and Christmas are a communal experience. And so I invite us, let's not spend all of our time simply preparing for a one-day party. Let us make a commitment today to show up for Advent. Let us show up in Advent and prepare for the coming of Jesus. God is ready for us. Let us get ready for Jesus. In God's name we pray. Amen.